We're all about local agriculture on WEKT. Let's check in with the Todd County Extension Office.
Some people call it the winter blues. Others call it seasonal affective disorder. No matter the name, it's something that many people struggle with during the coldest months of the year. Today we're talking about winter depression, what it looks like, who it affects, and how we can support loved ones who may be dealing with it. Joining me now is Jill Harris, Extension Agent for Family and Consumer Sciences with the Todd County Extension Service. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. This is such an important topic, especially this time of year.
Let's start with how common this really is. A lot of people feel down in the winter, but for some, it's more serious.
That's right. According to the Mental Health America, about 5% of the U.S. population experiences seasonal depression, and the vast majority of those affected are women. So this isn't just a bad mood. It's a real form of depression that happens during certain seasons, as most often winter.
Do researchers know what causes it?
They're still studying it, but two of the most likely causes are reduced sunlight and increased melatonin levels. Less daylight can disrupt our internal clocks and brain chemistry, which affects our mood, sleep, and energy levels.
What are some of the symptoms people should watch for, either in themselves or in loved ones?
Some common signs include depression, anxiety, mood changes, trouble sleeping, feeling overly tired, overeating or changes in appetite, and even irritability or avoiding social contact. People may also have trouble getting along with others or just seem withdrawn.
If someone notices these symptoms in a loved one, what can they do to help?
One of the most helpful things is encouraging outdoor activities, even when it's cold outside. Just a short walk during daylight hours can make a big difference. Also, maximize sunlight indoors, like open your curtains, rearrange the furniture, or move seating closer to the windows.
Sometimes emotional support is just as important as physical changes, right?
Absolutely. Let the person know you're there and you're willing to listen. Many people with seasonal depression feel misunderstood or even told just to get over it. But reassure them that their depression is real and that you believe in them.
What are some practical ways to show support?
Oh, something fun would be planning a day of their favorite activities, something like board games, puzzles, or even crafts that keep the brain engaged. And you know, at the Extension office, we have, starting on Fridays at 10 o'clock, WITS Workout, where we play games to keep our brains engaged. We also have lots of other activities going on this time of year. But something else you can do for a loved one is cooking a favorite food or a treat. That can go a long way, especially if they're not eating well. And if possible, even a short winter vacation to a sunnier place can help reset your mood and energy.
Are there ways that people can try to prevent or reduce symptoms before winter fully sets in?
Absolutely. One of the ways is by starting light therapy and also increasing exercise in the early fall. Those both can help. So increasing your light at home, practicing meditation or stress management, spending more time outside, and visiting sunnier climates, that always helps.
When should someone seek professional help?
If symptoms become severe, encourage them to see a doctor or a therapist. In some cases, antidepressants, light therapy, or even hospitalization may be needed. And if you think someone may be suicidal, it's important to talk to them differently. Asking about it does not cause someone to act on those thoughts.
And there is help available, right?
Absolutely. Encourage anyone in crisis to call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Support and help are always available.
This is such an important reminder. Thank you, Jill, for sharing this information and reminding us to look out for each other, even in the winter months.
Thank you for helping me bring awareness to this issue. Remember, we have lots of activities going on at the Extension office, so come see us. And for more information, contact us at 270-265-5659.
For more information, contact the Todd County Extension office at 270-265-5659.